Thank you. Como já nos lembramos de que não há ninguém que lave o filho do meio também, para que o filho do meio também. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhugale Srimate Sivirananda Swami Padame Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravam Sucharana Sri Vishwesha Srinivasa Vipassana Upadeshakaram Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaurava Sucharana Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare This was again the continuation of the Brahmana speaking about self-realization. So upon the inquiry by Maharaj Yudhishthira, how is this self growing to become? Now he was expecting. So expecting that what will the self become? Will he become a good ruler? Will he become the upkeeper of dharma? Will he be able to establish dharma? So for this reason, Maharaj Yudhishthira inquired about his grandson. From the Brahmana, Asama Brahmana. And they describe the various qualities. It's like foretelling about the child practice. How he will be and what are the great qualities he will acquire and how will be. This was, okay, this child will be the father of kings. Who will be like sages? Rajarishi. He is the king of, he will be the father of many Rajarishis. For world peace and for sake of religion, he will be the chastiser of obstruction government. So he will become a Rajarshi himself and his son, his descendants will also become Rajarshi. And he will become a chastiser of upstart and quarrelsome. So today, we will discuss about two topics. The first topic will be Rajarshi, the idea of Rajarshi and the great Rajarshi of all categories, the greatest of Rajarshi. And the second part of it will discuss the four related principles, that's the Prabhupada writes. The four symptoms of Kali are wine, woman, gambling and sorcery. Meat eating, intoxication, gambling and illicit sex. The four regular principles. So we'll see on what basis, what is the reference for this? Where in the Shastra are these regular principles mentioned? Why you should follow these principles? First, the Rajan Rishi. It is two words. Rajan and Rishi. Rajan is king and Rishi means sage. Actually, how that Raja means he has a lot of opponents, material opponents. So, it's understood that he may invest in some gratification. There are enough opportunities. So, when there is no facility for some gratification, there is no opportunity. They are naturally ages. So, without anything, so you have a thousand by nature. Because without anything, so that is the option. But if you have everything at your disposal, still you will be able to forego the sense gratification. That is real challenge. So it's not that when there is nothing, you are practicing austerity. That's not a big thing. When the facilities for practicing austerity are at disposal, when you have money in pocket, when you have things around which are available for some facilities, even in the instant of that, process of that, if you can forego some facilities. That is really good for me. Yes. Isn't it? So discuss this one. So Rajan Rishi means the king who is as good as sage. Means sage means self-control. Complete knowledge. He has acquired knowledge of the Supreme Truth and is abiding by the principles of Dharma. So he is following the will of God. That's why in Shastra the king is addressed as Naradeva. Naradeva means the representative of God in the kingdom. He represents God. Why he represents God? Because the duty of the king is to execute the will of God. So whatever the Lord wants in the material world, the king should execute that, make it happen in the world. And what does Lord want? In one chapter in the Bhagavad Gita, fourth chapter, in the Prabhupada writes, the Supreme Lord has set up this material world for those souls who have rebelled against the will of the Lord, who want to enjoy independence of the Lord. Even though the Lord is so merciful, even though they have rebelled against God, and we have rejected the Lord, the Lord Supreme Lord Krishna. But still, in spite of our rejection, He wants to us to come after Him. He wants to reform the living entity. So he has given a code of conduct, a program, a program for conditioned soul. What is the program? So whatever ashram you are set up, ashram or varna, to perform over your varna and ashram, perform personal service, and gradually come up to the platform of pure personal service. Somebody will come up, okay, you come up to the then to the like this. So the facility for all the types of people of all different kinds of modes of material nature. So that they gradually come up and are able to execute, become pure devotees and again ultimately go back to the spiritual world. That is the program for the conditioned soul. So the key should make sure that this program happens. How it happens? This can happen only when the four Varnas and Ashramas, when the Brahmanas are performing their religious principles, when the Kshatriyas are protecting the Brahmanas who are performing, when the Vaishyas are earning for the entire society, and the Shudras are working for all the above three classes. So when these the different orders work in harmony with each other, then there could be dharma. And gradually all of us would be elevated to highest circle. So that's what the Lord wants from the material world. And who is the given authority to conduct this? This is Kshatriya. Two words. Kshatriya means deliverance. Kshat means difficulty or aggressor. So one who protects the citizen from Kshat, from the aggressor, from the evildoers, from the sadhusan, that person is called Kshatriya. Kshatriya. Kshatriya means deliverance. Who protects us. So the Brahmanas are performing some sacrifice and if some rogue wants to disturb it, so the king checks that they are not allowed to disturb. The Brahmanas can peacefully perform their religious duty. The Vaishyas can peacefully earn their living. So this is the function of Kshatriya. He is Naradeva. So and also he must be fully well versed in the Vedic knowledge. And he himself must be a devotee of the Lord. It's not the king is alone and he will decree. For you follow Rama, the king himself doesn't follow. That is not right. Even if the king is virtuous, it is said in the Shastra that everything happens automatically. There will be all prosperity just if the king follows Dharma. That's it. There will be enough rain, enough. It's so much so that the rain should only happen at night. During the daytime it will not happen. When the king will fire, it will rain only at night. Daytime it will not rain. Then everything is alright. Everyone gets sufficient food grains, sufficient milk, for all the food stuff to be provided in abundance. And even so much so, even death will be in order. The son will never die before the father, if the king is virtuous. Isn't it? So everything will be in perfect order. If the things are up and down, you should understand that the king is a rogue. Okay? Even so much so, if the king is virtuous, the Bhagavatam says, there will be pearl. Lot of pearls will be available. How can that? During a particular combination of the constellation, that is Grah and Nakshatra, particular combination, if the king is virtuous, if the water, the rain drops, fall on the head of a snake or on the head of an elephant, that drop of water gets converted into gem, this precious gem. That is the effect of a pious and virtuous king. So such a person is Naradeva, our ideal king, Raja Rishi, Naradeva. So we see this, how Maharaj collects this for himself, the Raja Rishi, who was a king among sages. He was a saint himself. He was inspired by deity. And we see, in Sri Ramana Sadhana course, the greatest Raja Rishi of all times to come. So we have seen that so many great devotees who have been kings, who are born in the Kshatriya family. Even Lord himself, as Lord Ramachandra and Lord Krishna, themselves established how the Naradeva should perform. However, one with Lord Ramachandra, when he came to the king, he showed us how to live as a king, the ideal king, Lord Ramachandra, and Lord Krishna. So they came. So we see few examples. The first example I'll go to is Prahlad Maharaj. So he was a king. Out of one of the demonic in the family of demons, he was the greatest king of all time. Raja Rishi, he was fully self-controlled and he was a great devotee of the Lord. Great devotee of Lord Rishi. And he is the icon for the great faith, sought faith in Krishna, for faith in God. He was the response of disturbance, he was put into so many difficulties, but he never said that for a moment he himself, maybe he is Vishnu really there or not there, or I am being put into all the hall in Krishna protecting or not. Being that there is not a slightest doubt of the existence of Krishna. He has firm faith. And to reciprocate, and those who are pure devotees, those who are strong faith, Krishna reciprocates to their faith. And then the same devotee, that Prahlad, as a small boy, he was put in danger by his father, Hiranyaka Prabhu. The Lord personally appeared and protected his devotee, Prahlad Maharaj. Isn't it? The story is given in the 7th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. But how Hiranyaka Prabhu was torturing this boy Prahlad in so many ways. You know how he was put in the snake and below the leg of the elephant and so many ways they tried to torture him. And the Lord Maharaj, when he was always saying, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Krishna exists. Then Prahlad became frustrated, I cannot say anything to this world. See, the whole, the entire universe is afraid of him. to raise one eyebrow and Abraham made rain fall. This one eyebrow was like, it was such a tyrannical demon. But this God Brahma was not able to operate. So when he inquired, from whom are you getting this energy? Then Balaram Maharaj replied, the same person who is giving you energy to become a demon. So if Krishna is giving you energy to become a demon, and the same way Krishna is giving me energy to become a devotee, to withstand your misery, your difficulty. So then my hair and his heart, he said, where is your God? Show me God. Show me God. Then Balaram said, he's everywhere. Then my hair and his heart, he is there in this pillar. He looks like a column, huge column. Actually, it's very long. Now we think the Kalas means a few meters high now. It's a kilometer, miles of height. So the Kalas is Hiranyakashipu, it was 100 miles high, in terrain was 100 miles from the floor. And it was really huge. Very big. It was almost like 30% of India. So it was the Kalas of Hiranyakashipu, really big. So that time he asked, is your God in this column? Allah Mara says, he's there, very much there. Every atom, Antantarastha Paramanu, Kayantarastha. Every atom, God is there. Krishna is there. Then, just to reverse the church power, he hits the ball with his fist. And at that time, to prove the world that how Krishna protects his devotees, there was a thundering sound, roar of a lion, from that pillar. And the roar was so violent, so strong, and so ferocious, that the devotees, it was heard through the ears. When Nrsimha roared, the entire universe heard the roaring. And the devotees, it was heard till the Brahma Loka. And the devotees said that this sound would tear open the layers of the universe. There are seven layers of the universe. They said that the universe is going to tear apart. That such was the magnitude of the sound. And then, from that pillar, a magnificent form of Lord appeared. So it's in the form of a beautiful word, in the seventh canto. I'll chant this word. So can you all see this form of Lord Nrsimha? So this not only describes beautifully the form of Lord Nrsimha. It says, Nimam samantya samuchita jita Nrsimha rupa tavelam bhayanakam. So, when you go, you saw this form. Anam bhayanakam. Very very bhayanak, very very fearful. And how much fearful was that? 20 years. Vrata-tasyamikara-chanda-nāgamam Purat-tasyamikara-chumitānam Karāla-tamsam karvāla-chanchara Shūrāṁta-jīvam-bhirti-mukholvanam Sabho-dvataram giri-gandara-bhutār Vyātār-chanāyam-hamdhir-dhīshanam Dhidhishtishakāyavadhīśyāpīpārā Dhīvohuvakṣatthalamadvamadhyamam Chandrāṁśukārāya Turitāṁśamūrūhā Vishwabhujāmīkaitatamnakāyikam Dhurāśadantarvādhijetarāyudā Pravedavidyānitabhaityadānaham. So this is a beautiful description of Lord Nrsimha. It says, Pratapta Chandrikara temple Ocanam. Chandrikara means gold. Pratapta means more than gold. Pratapta Chandrikara temple Ocanam. Usually we call the Lord as Kamala Ocanam. Kamala Ocanam, Rajiva Ocanam means the eyes are like lotus. But today, Lord is not Kamala Ocanam, he is temple Ocanam. Temple Ocanam means you are Chandra, Chandi, and the grain is here. So that is the heart of the sea. That is the burning light of the molten gold. Why? For the anger that his yogi is being disturbed. Second person, Pura Sada Kaitan Jundi Karanam. His mane, the deer, hair has gone his face. Pura Sada Kaitan Jundi Karanam. Karana Dhamstra, Dhamstra means his feet. Dhamstra, his very big Karana, his fear is very fearful to look at. Karana Dhamstra, Karavana Kaitan Shuram to Jivon. His tongue was like the edge of a shaft, edge of a needle. It was moving, it was central, it was moving the wood. Centralized. Dhukuti Mukholvanam. Stabdhavana Karanam. Karanam is ears. So you could see that. The ears of the Lord are very erect and stabdham is still and erect. Stabdhavana Karanam. Jirikandana Adhuta. Vyatayana Adhuta. Means his mouth and nostrils of his face were like a baby caves in a mountain. So as huge as the mountain. And I say, his head was reaching the sky. He says, Vyatayana Adhuta. His body, Grimo Vakrasthalam, his body would touch the sky And if the one here, if the airplane and the aeroplane is going over, if the one hair touches the aeroplane, the aeroplane will crash into pieces. One hair of Ashimbe was able to crash into pieces an entire planet. It could destroy the entire planet. Such was the form of the because the group of the universe. So here is the same sky, like this. So this is the sky, his middle was short, his neck was short, and his boxer star was broad, his chest was very broad, so like this. Chandran is born, his hair was black white as the moon rays, whitish hair. So Vishwa Bhushan is a Chandran of Khayyadam. Nakhay means his house is a white and white one, his white one, the name, Nakhayyadam. So like this, he was driving away all the demons. So this is how Lord Nathimha came to protect his devotee Sri Prahlad Maharaj. So this is our one example of how much was a great devotee. And then we'll see the next example is Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj was the personification of the determination to attain the Lord. He was determined, although he was a small child of origin, and he was one for the first time when Maharaj met him, he said, why you are small child, why you want to bother to go to forest and make austerity? It's very difficult for you. So forget it. So actually Prabhupada was one intellectual. He is just in a beautiful way. The Narayana Bhakti had a better word to Sutta Bhakti. But Sutta, Prabhupada was the same word. Sutta Sutta Bhakti was Sutta Bhakti. In a Sutta Bhakti. Tapasya Bhakti. Like in Drohara Bhakti, maybe I am not a Karma, Bhagavan was not Karma. One has a Bhakti, I am not a Karma. Now tell me, I am dying. I am not Bhagavan was not Karma. Karma. So actually you have a Kshatriya, that table there. Means he has a determination. For all, if somebody gives, from around 10 people for one. So who can drop to 32 into 30? No one can go, where is this? I am a servant. So that is why I have a story. So we are looking for our business to skip for service. But you have inspired a picture in mind. You have a story of Rahasani. So on your day, so you have become the Rahasani to celebrate Rahasani. The first time, some day was awesome. So he carried Kali, cut the vegetables for Srimati Radharani, to offer to Srimati Radharani Krishna. And he said, Prabhu, I am so poor, how can I cut the vegetables which can be offered to Krishna? So I am not going to do this. So then he goes, I'll just stand through and I'll see you for mental. The next somebody goes, another way to go to. Prabhu, can you cook for Srimati Radharani and offer to Radharani? So Prabhu, I am so poor, Prabhu, how can Radharani accept the food that I prepare? So it's very difficult. So there is a few families. Then everything is done, Bhopa is done and everything is done. Then another joke. Prabhuji, can you please ask the Prasadam? Prabhuji, how can I disobey your order, Prabhu? I am telling. So the point is, the devotee like, so that is not the determination. Our determination is very, what you call, formal Prasadha. Very, very tender in the beginning. But he is Prasadha of Dhita, so speaks up in his determination to attain Lord. In spite of all the difficulties. And he is the amount of the intensity of opportunity is really, really very strong. So that's another Mahajan. Another Mahajan was Sri Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj was the personification. So the pure devotee of the Lord. He was instead of being a family man, instead of being a king, with so many military and political affairs. But he was a pure devotee of the Lord. And the Bhagavan described how he performed the Yajna Sali. What was the way he performed the Yajna Sali? So in the beautiful verse. Savaya Krishna Padara Vindayo Vasanti Vaikuntha Gunanu Vandane Karo Hare Mandir Vajana Dishu Shrutim Jakara Chita Satka Todare Mukunda Vingara Darsane Trishe Subjecta Gatra Pashtanga Sangaman Dhananta Chakpada Saroja Chauraha Shrimat Tulasya Ratanam Padarsita Padara Hare Kshetra Padara Tatsane Shiro Vishikesha Padabhi Vandane Kamam Tadasena Sukama Kameya Eto Kama Sloka Janashaya Arati. So how Ambarish Maharaj performed Devana Sari? Sadai Bhamana Krishna Padara in Deo. His mind was always on the lotus feet of Krishna. Vajam to Vaikuntha Gunanu Vandane. So whenever he spoke about Krishna. Nothing else. Vaikuntha Gunanu Vandane. Kara Ayan Vandane Marjanarati. With his hands Kara, he cleaned the temple of the Lord. Shrutim Chakara Achyuta. He heard his ears, he heard the glories of the Lord. Mukundalingaya Dashane Dhita. It is high. I look at the power of the Lord. Mukundalinga, what is it like Dashane? Mukundalingaya Dashane. Sab Dhritya Dhatra, Prashtaya Gata Samu. With his body, he embraced the body of the devotee. Embraced the devotee. Gram Chakara 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 the smelling ability, he smells the fragrance of the flower offered to Krishna. Srimad Kulacha, with his tongue he tasted the tulsi leaves that were offered to Krishna. Like this. His feet he used to walk to the temple of Krishna. His head he used to offer obeisances to the Lord. His desire, he made it one of the desires of the Lord, whatever the desire of the Lord. He made the desire of the Lord his own desire. That is how Amrish Maharaj performed devotee service. And Omara was very much pleased with his devotee service. And as a reward for his pure devotee service, he personally gives his own ayuda, the Sudarshan Chakra was given to Amrish Maharaj to take care of him, himself and his kingdom. So that is another story. How he was there. So once he was doing Ekadashi, one day Ekadashi, and then Durga Atamani happened to visit them, the same time. So that time, when the Ekadashi was over, first of all he took bath and performed his worship, and then he said all the Brahmanas, all the Vaishnavas, all the citizens, he said everyone. Then he was about to take honor his prasadam. At that time, Durga Atamani comes there. So as the undertaker comes there and meets the king, honors him, respects him, worships him, and tells him, please honor some prasadam. So please take prasadam. So that was not the first king should feel all the dependence, all the sages. Durga said, I'll just finish my sandhana worship and come back. He just waits for 2 minutes. Jagannatha Swami ji. So please wait for 2 minutes. I'll just come back. So Amrish Maharaj was waiting. So waiting and then the muhurta, the Dwadashi was about to get finished. The muhurta for breaking the fast for just to get finished. That's why here, it's called the king is a righteous man. He must be able to take proper decisions. By which means he is able to take a proper decision at the right time. At that time, he asked Amrish Maharaj, many Brahmanas, what can we do? What can be done now? What should I do? If I don't pass, break the fast, then whatever I fasted, that will go away. And if I break the fast, I'll be handling the Durvasana, what should I do? The Brahmanas were not clear, they gave different decisions and like that. So they are not clear. Then Amrish Maharaj, because he was a king and wise man, he personally takes this view. The Acharya has mentioned in the ninth chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam that the Amrish Maharaj himself takes the decision. What Durvasana can take? He takes a sip of water. Because taking water is as good as taking food or also not food. That's the Vedic of the Shastra. Actually it's not like breaking or offending anyway. He takes a sip of water and then he's waiting for Durvasana. But Durvasana comes to know that the Amrish Maharaj has taken water without my permission. Then Durvasana becomes really, really angry. He becomes very angry and then now you see my power. I will say what I am. So Durvasana plucks out the brunt of hair and puts it on the floor. Sends a mantra and a huge demon comes there. Fire demon, sword of fire. He comes and advances towards Amrish Maharaj. Now you see, what is Amrish Maharaj? What is his attitude and understanding? The depth of spiritual understanding. In one book, the Jivan Birth and Death, Srila Prabhupada writes in the very first paragraph that it's not enough to understand that I am not this body. It's not enough. Clearly you understand it. Rather, you must act on the platform of body. That I am not this body. Sorry, on the platform of soul. So you must not just set up to, but I am not this body. Then you do everything on body platform. That's not the understanding. Realization means you must actually perform activities on the soul platform, on the Atma platform. So here, what is one symptom of body platform? Fear of death. Fear of protecting the body, attachment to the body. Amrish Maharaj says, did not budge an inch, did not move an slightest bit when the fire demon was approaching him. Because it's a fearful situation. He would have heard, he jumped and he was just holding his hand, so there. Whatever the Lord desires, it will happen. So not at all fearful, not in the least fearful of the death of the approaching demon. And then, immediately the Srimad Bhagavatam comes, you know the story, he kills the demon and starts following, chasing Durvasana. And Durvasana, always a much higher ashrava than Amrish Maharaj, was a sannyasi, was a hostile person, which performed a lot of hostilities, started running for his life. While Amrish Maharaj was not at all burdening, he didn't move an inch to protect himself. Then he runs, goes to Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, everything. He even approaches to Lord Narayana, he goes to Vaikuntha. Then when he approaches Narayana to Vaikuntha, so what does Durvasana ask? Please protect my body. Instead of asking, how can I perform pure devotional service under the Lord of Sri? So when they meet the Lord, Amrish Maharaj, protect my body, protect my family, give me this, give me that mouth.
That's not the Moody charge of pure electricity. If you see that, do not move on the drop of 48 electrons instead of being electromagnetic. Then Lord Narayana tells that, Aham Bhakta Paradhino, he is a Tantra, he is a bigger. Lord says, I am the property of the devotee, Bhakta Paradhino. I am the Adhina of the devotee. He says, the Gaitavari Krishna is the property of the devotee, of his pure devotee. He purchased. They purchased the Lord. Then he says, Aham Tantra, I am not a Tantra. The Rajas is showed us how to honor the yogis, honor Vaishnava, how they are capable of conducting also. So one, Vasishtamani, along with his followers, he visits the palace of Amrish Maharaj. So Amrish Maharaj invites him, honors him, and serves him. And he serves him and he keeps on living. Usually, anybody comes to our house, the first he gives little water and then he asks, take an hour. Why did he come? Then the first thing he asks, why did he come? How long are you going to stay? How many karas is this? So this is the first thing he asks. But Amrish Maharaj, he kept on coming. 1 day long, 2 day long, 3 day long. He didn't even know. He didn't ask, what did you come? What is the purpose of your visit? Then Vasishtamani understands the situation of Amrish Maharaj invited him. He said, because of your service attitude, he didn't ask you where I come. You only must stay for longer. He kept on coming. Then Vasishtamani described why he came and all that. The etiquette is how to honor Vaishnava, not that the Vaishnava one, that way one, my Guru Maharaj said, so how people treat sadhu, how they look at sadhu, the ordinary people. Later, some sadhu comes to house and the whole family, they are in nice ecstasy, they are chanting like the Krishna, Krishna, and that they after a few nights, when the time is up, then they say, Maharajiya, Paya, Asharala, Aapne Asharajiya, both, Aapko Bho, Aap Bhandya Hoya, Abhi Asharala Day, Hamara TV program, Sino, Nega Dhyana Hoya. It is Dhyana Hoya TV program. That is not the way to invite a sadhu and he sits at home, you have time, some of them have arrived at home, I have arrived at another program. That's not the way to invite. So this conduct is shown by Acharya. We are the Mahacharya of the show. So that is just one example. Actually there are tens of stories. We don't have time to go through that. And then another one example I have to say is Maharaj Yudhishthira, another Rajarshi, the grandfather of his child, Rishi. So the great Rajarshi. How was that? So he, by his very example, he showed how to take judgment. He is a critical judgment, how to invite, how to honor the elderly person. So just after the Bhagavad Gita spoken, Arjuna could difficulty. Whether should I take up the arms or not, whether should I kill my grandfather, that was all perplexity. Then in fact Krishna, then Bhagavad Gita, then everything is that Arjuna is says, now I will not show my heart, which is love though, I will not find him out. He says, this is the Sadhu. I will do wrong. So after that happened, all the armies are in opposite side, they are ready to battle, ready to fight. At that time when everybody is ready, everybody is looking at Yudhishthira Maharaj because he was the leader of the Pandava force. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj suddenly noticed that he checked out his armor. He checked out his armor, put down his, then he took check out his shoes also and stuck down from his side. Then everybody is wondering what is wrong with him. He is going to draw or he is going to surrender or what is it. Everybody is actually confused what he is going to do. Then, as to the victory, he walks towards the power of army, with barefoot, not even draw armory, nothing, no weapon. And he goes straight to the chariot of Bhishmadev. First he goes to take Bhishmadev. And then Bhishmadev, all of a sudden, he comes down from the chariot and Yudhishthira Maharaj sees him. I have come to take your permission to battle. So first he takes permission from his elder. Then he goes to, actually that time Bhishmadev told, had you not come here, to take permission. I would have cursed you to lose this battle. And now you have come here, all those two men will be listening. And then in this matter, how can I kill you? Your grandfather feels like, how can I kill you? He's going to fight against you. Then same thing, again then he goes to Kripa Chandra and Duryodhana all these elderly people. Then he goes there. That's the etiquette. Duryodhana doesn't do that. That's the difference between the Acharya. And then you see the child Parikshit. He was himself the Rajarshi. Rajarshi from his very childhood, he was a Rajarshi. He showed by every act of his, he showed that how a Rajarshi means and how one should do the pure devotee. He says, from the very childhood, he was a pure devotee. one is Vishnu Rama. Personally connected with the Lord. When he was in that womb of Madhavata and the piety is Brahmastra approaching, the Lord himself covered the womb of Madhavata to protect Maharaj Parikshit because he was a pure devotee. And from every activity of Maharaj Parikshit, we see that he was a pure devotee endowed with all good qualities. That's why there is only one quality. He was born for a higher purpose. The purpose actually also changes new. What is the purpose of the work of Parikshit Maharaj? So he was meant for the outcome of Srimad Bhagavatam. So him, he was instrumental in the speaking of Srimad Bhagavatam. That's why the Sages knew it even before this curse happened. So even before this, oh, incident of the Brahmana Karjim Parikshit Maharaj, what happened once was, once in the same place, in the Hastinapur, they were standing at the sea. He was giving discourse on Srimad Bhagavatam. The glories, he was describing the glories of the Lord. And all the neighboring kings, all the places there, after one day hear the glories of Lord Krishna from Sandilimiti, the great king. At that time, how could you assemble there? So then somebody has to be there to protect, take care of the government, run the supplies, run the, because it's a long effort, it's really a long time. So then Sandilimiti requests, the Parikshit Maharaj, he requests, can you go out and take care of the defense system? So that while we are doing katha, Krishna will be disturbance for the civilians. So can you go, please go and take care of the other affairs, government affairs. Then Parikshit Maharaj says, actually I have the arrest of the here Bhagavatam, here the glory of Krishna. If I walk out from here, I will miss katha. So please do something about it. So I am very sorry that I am missing the katha of the Lord. At that time, Kandila Murti tells him, don't worry, in the future, after some time, you will get to hear, personally get to hear the glories of the Lord from even a better speaker than myself. He has already told him, even before of this curse happened. So the sages knew that, so born for the instrumental to meet in the Bhagavatam. And then you see, when the Brahmana curse, shrinking the little boy cursed Parikshit Maharaj, he didn't even retaliate. He would have cursed that. He was forced to curse that the Brahmana. And he could have done something. But he just submitted to the will of the Lord. He said, whatever, like, it is the will of the Lord, maybe whatever Krishna desires. And immediately, he gave up everything. He had all India in his hand, all of Bhagavata. He gave up all his kingdom, all opponents, and went to the bank of the Ganges to perform. And then again, there also you see the decision-making power of Parikshit Maharaj. So he asked all the, so many things came, all the great things appeared there. Then he hears that Parikshit Maharaj is going to quit his body in 7 days. So when all the sages come, he inquires from the sages, what can I do? What can a person do? And especially to the of this, what he should do, what he should hear and all that. So different sages give different opinions. They say, we should do Asan Yoga, we should meditate, we should do this and that. So many different opinions people give. But it was up to Parikshit Maharaj to take a final decision. And what is that? He submits to, he doesn't listen to the different opinions. Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, he doesn't listen to all that. So what is that? He submits himself to, say, Vyasakhi. Or say, Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami comes that, you please tell me the glories of Krishna. He takes the final decision. What is that? I will just hear the glories of Krishna and nothing else. I will not do any other yoga, nothing else. So this is how, in fact, he was the wise, he was among Brahmanas. All the Brahmanas gave their opinion, he was able to take the final decision. And then how, he was such a, even like that, before even quitting the body, he was not at all afraid of the curse of the Brahmana or the biting of the snake or all that. So there is one verse which describes the glories of Parikshit Maharaj. This is verse from chapter 19 of first canto. First thing, it says, the glories of Parikshit Maharaj. Tammokalatam satiyantu vipra Ganga satevi vipachitamite Jijotakrishtam puhakar sakshakava Daishwantalam gayata vishnulatha. He says, oh Rama, just accept me as completely surrendered soul and let my Ganges, the representative of the Lord, also accept me in that way. For I have already taken the mother seed of the Lord into my heart. Let the snake bird, or whatever magical thing the Brahmana created, bite me at once. I only desire that you always continue singing the deeds of Lord Vishnu. He says, I am not bothered whether the snake bites me or nothing. You please keep on singing Vishnu Gatha. Means here, for faith and for attachment, great attachment to Vishnu Gatha, the glory of the Lord Krishna. That means, that is the urgency. Suggesting her not that she is a very able or very competent team in politics and administration. That is not her. That doesn't make qualify as a Rajasi. Rajasi means the pure glory of the Lord. So like this. And he says he is the father of great sages, Rajasi. So he is some generator. He is the reason for another great Rajasi. So when Maharaj Parikshit was bitten by the snake boy and he died, so generally he had become very angry. And he did a sacrifice. We have it in some chapter. He did a great sacrifice where he invited all the snakes into the Agnihotra and he starts killing all the snakes. He said, I'll just wipe out all the snakes from the face of earth. He starts inviting. And all the snakes come and dropping, they fall into the fire. And then one snake, Sakshaka, who beat the Parikshit Maharaj, he was escaping. He had taken shelter of Indra. Indra was his friend from Lakshman. So they are taking shelter of Indra, then they don't connect to the Indra. Then the Brahmana said, why is that Sakshaka not falling? The world of snakes. Then the Brahmana replied, it's because he is under the shelter of Indra. But bring Indra also into the fire. Bring Indra along with his protector, Sakshaka, and if Indra is fighting, bring him also into the fire. He will burn Indra also. So then the Brahmana attacked Mantra. And Indra starts dropping from his chalice. He just falls down from his chalice. He was entering there, he was nearing the fire in there. So that I am Brihaspati sees that. Says Brihaspati. He comes to the Harinananda and he speaks to Maharaj Jaimajiya. He tells that, see, he explains over to me that people are dying and taking birth according to their activities. So it's not that he is interfering in the affairs of the Hindus. So please drop this idea of killing all the snakes. And even we see here, even though the king was very angry, you see he was in the midst of fire, somebody was killed him, he wants to finish everything. In spite of that anger, he submitted to the words of the sages. Just for one word, he immediately dropped all his hands and gave up his cancer. So you see, even Vichitra Vidya, he had firstly arrested Ravana, you see that? So he had beaten up, he had arrested Ravana. So when Pulashtuni, his grandfather, Ravana's grandfather, told one word, please give Ravana back. So then he said one word, he didn't argue, no argument. So argument on King's part. He said, okay, I'm releasing. And then he released Ravana because of this. He gave a gift to Ravana. Because of the word of King Bhagavan Ravana, he wanted to punish Ravana. But because of the same thing that he released Ravana, he released. That means Rajarshi is obedient to the Sages and the Brahmana. So it's submissive. That's all. So these are the wonderful examples. How the great sages show them the examples. How we should honor the sages. How we should have great faith in Vishnu Dasa or the glories of the Lord. So these are the very different examples. So now, I will take up the second topic, which is Prabhupada's discussion of Prabhupada. That the four systems of study are wine, woman, gambling and slaughter. These are the ones who follow the four regulatory principles. So that's why Prabhupada has made the system that we should all follow the four regulatory principles. Because without leading a pure life, without leading a pure character, we cannot practice Krishna consciousness. We don't get the desire. Those who are simple by nature, they don't get a determination to practice Krishna consciousness. That's why Srila Prabhupada made system that we should all follow the four regular principles. What are that? No meditating, no intoxication, no gambling and no interest. So one thing about this. So what Srila Devanaya Swami Maharaj, they have given initiation in, Madurai. In Madura, he was giving initiation. So there was one devotee, but very new to us, it's just 1 year he was in his home, he was initiation. So there were 100 people, all the devotees assembled, a lot of Bhagandas, so there was initiation ceremony going on. Even if he came, when the Madura was sick, all the initiation were so one boy was taking initiation that day, he was doing it as he didn't know what to do. For the first time he came in the middle of, and Maharaj, the first time he was saying Maharaj face to face. It was very difficult, it happened. Some people have a face to their knowledge. He came before Maharaj, he was already curing. And he came before Maharaj. So Maharaj is completely because 100 people are asking him, he is taking decision, he can share it. Then Maharaj does. So, what are the four regulatory principles? He is very scared. Maybe he is taking the enemy in the then he says, Maharaj says, no meeting, no interdict, no learning, and no interdict. There are no meeting, there are no regulatory principles. There are no meeting. That's a small point over there. So that means we are forbidden from these activities. And what is the philosophy behind this? Why should we follow? Why are we following these four activities? Now Prabhupada asked, if this is the mention of this activity, why you should follow? This is mentioned in the first chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 17, verse 38. Where Sutta Goswami is mentioning, what are the people wonder why they are following this? How many is mentioned? What is the source of this? Sutta Goswami mentions that there are four simple activities. It says, Yudam Param Kriyavam Shuna Yatra Dharma Chaturvidha. Adharma, Yatra Adharma Chaturvidha. Four types of Adharma. What are they? Yudam. Yudam means gambling. Yudam. Then there is Param, intoxication. Param, then there is Kriyavam, illicit sex, and then there is Shuna, unnecessary killing. So these are the four simple activities. And these four simple activities destroy the four pillars of Dharma. What are they? Daya, Tapasya, Satyata and Shodhya. What is that? Mandi, Tapasya, austerity, then fruitfulness and cleanliness. So these are the four simple activities. So those who are indulging in Shuna or unnecessary killing of animals, they are first of all, and those who are indulged in intoxication. For them, tapasya is not. They cannot do tapasya. You can't ask a smoker or drunkard to practice yoga. You can never do it. Because it's hammering on the head. Like, you always have no interest. So, that is intoxication. Then satyata. By doing gambling, there's no person of satyata. Truthfulness. He can never be truthful. With all the time, he wants to deceive and make more money by whatever means. Then there is shuna. Then there is kriya. That is illicit act. Only the inner result is that the south and the cleanliness is lost. There is no question of cleanliness. That's it. So Prabhupada mentioned that we must follow these principles. So I will take up one by one because this is what we follow. So I will take up one by one how these activities are very very simple and how they are available obstacles to Krishna consciousness. So first of all, the shuna, there is no meat eating, intoxication. Don't go first, the first thing for shuna. Unnecessary killing of animals. That's right. One example is, I'll give you a small example. Why? The human being is the most intelligent of all the species on earth. He's given the higher intelligence. And the higher intelligence means, he should be able to take care of himself, and also he's given the responsibility of taking care of the lower species. Just like the elder brother. It is wise, he has to take care of the elder brother also. Isn't it? So one, suppose imagine, just two friends are there. Two friends. My friend is going out of station, and he drinks, he comes to me. He comes to me and says, I am going out of station for a few days, can you please take care of my son for the next few days? So it's okay, I will take care of him. Then the brother goes for his work and after a few days, after that he comes back. And he asks me, so where is my son? Hey, where is my son? I ate up his son. Means the father is given the responsibility of his son to me. It's not that I give up the son or defy the son. It's not that the elder brother says, this third son is injured, the elder brother will finish it. He's just not good for anything, good for nothing. That's not that. The father wants to, although is whatever capacity they have, whatever activity they have, the father wants to keep. The Lord wants to keep all living entities. And then the prescribed what the human being is. Isn't it? So, prescribed as Patram Pushpam Balam Toyam Yome Bhutta Payasati Padamam Bhakti Upavitam Asmami Prayadatmanam. One who offers me these goods, what is that? Patra Pushpa Balam Toyam. So these goods, that is grain, food, milk, provider. So actually even biologically also, what can be consumed by God means is healthy or food. We cannot say, even we can say biological also. Because the digestive fire is very less, compared less to the carnivorous animals. The teeth form is just like that of the cow and the herbivorous animals. You see the teeth of the tiger and the teeth of human beings, the herbivorous animals, it's like that. And we can digest and understand the small knowledge. Okay. So Krishna wants to eat, Krishna can use that version, over here. He's not telling, Arindam, Matanam, Kitanam, Hyderabadi, Biryani. He's not telling these things. What is telling? What do you think about the thing? How do you put some grains, this is the text. What you should say or what you should not say. So this is the, actually nowadays, the whole phenomenon is just eat whatever you want, do whatever you want, just the whole husband. So the whole phenomenon is eat whatever you want. And the thought now, so much of that, now we are killing the living entities within the womb. The child is born, in the fetus. They are killing, they are not even getting the animals come out also. They are killing within the womb, about them. So many simple activities. and Rama Prasad is our purpose. And how do you make the peace and the prosperity? You know, killing the children in the womb, you know, killing the innocent animals. So we were discussing with, it was in Anand in Gujarat. So we were discussing with one of the medical practitioners. So we were giving arguments how to do. So they said, why are you killing animals, innocent animals? So they said that there is one place in the cover behind. If he hits your heart, then the animal loses consciousness. He doesn't know what's happening next for further. So in that, he has justified the killing of goats and other animals. If he hits really hard in one place, it loses consciousness. That means it's not going under any place. Then it goes, if I hit you there strongly, then you also not see anything. So what is the point in killing? So that logic is, if he's undergoing so much of pain, the animal goes undergo so much pain, then they're killing the animal. If they're going to know the link. So when the pain butcher, butcher is sharpening his knife, so which he uses to kill the animal. So while he's sharpening the knife, he's very cautious that not a drop of blood to come out from his finger. He's very cautious. Like he should not touch my finger, I should not be hurt. Right? Sharpening the knife. But the same knife, when he's slaughtering the animal, so does he think he should not hurt the animal? For instance, he might care, say, I should not be hurt. But he's hurting the animal. So it's such a painful thing. See, and even the consciousness, those who are again, over and over again, meeting for a long time, they lose the consciousness. There is no matter of way at all. So one small example, he said, Gurujana Prabhu. He was sitting in Japan. He was like, people are fully into meditating and all those simple activities. So he was, what he wants to show, the reason of meditation, how the animals suffer. So he had other visual show. He wanted to make a show. So he invited a few people in the dark room. They are, there was auditorium kind of thing. He put all of them in the background, switch up the light, and started this video. It shows us all the thing, how the cow is slaughtered and the scarf and it's like how much he... Actually what they do is, they blow hot air through the feet of the animal before the animal dies. So when he's alive, they blow hot air into the body. Imagine what happens is, hot air goes into the body. 100 degrees, 100 plus degrees and degrees. So what is the impact of that? How much is covered? They actually scream out of pain. So but they don't care. They just kill the... Because there are so many of... over and over, it's like completely lack of consciousness or nothing. So he shows his own video, and after the video, he was really, he can actually watch it. I tried, one time I opened and I just closed it. It's hard to see. He was expecting a better response. He thought that the people will feel it and they'll be pitiful, their heart will become soft and all that. He switched on the light, and he looked at his audience to speak to them. And what he saw was that the mouths were watering. The people's mouths were watering. If I show you gulab jamun in the video, how the gulab jamun is made, people's joke is mouth is not watering. The same way, when the element is being cut, the mouth is watering. You see the level of degradation, the consciousness is gone down. Means there is absolutely no question of mercy. So, there is no harm on it. Then there is no question of devotion to Krishna, whatever. Not even animal, are there any animal human beings? So, recently, I think it was in Australia. The water was what it leads to, what kind of consciousness it becomes. So, there is a petty quarrel among two people in a bar. They were farming. At that time, they entered into quarrel and all that. So the report says, there is 130 stabs on the body of the person. 130 stabs. You can kill a person in 10 stabs. But even the man of kids, the stabbing over and over in 130 times, so many bodies are stabs all over the body. Means that when there is no mercy, people can do anything. Why? Because excessive negativity. They lose in the skin. And then there's a question of the killing of children within the womb. I mean, they are declared, they are justifying the name, they call it dignity name. MTC, Medical Termination of Pregnancy, dignity name they give. But what does it mean in medical termination of pregnancy? So there's a small tube, it's just a 2 or 3 mm tube. So a small tube, the entire fetus is stuck into the tube. The whole body of the fetus is stuck into that small tube of 3 mm tube. How much you see, if you're stuck into a small tube, how much it suffers? And we actually are discussing with that person. He says, why are you killing the child? Why are you killing the child? In the womb. So it's a human being, right? Okay, you are killing low tomatoes. Okay, you can't kill more animals like goats or whatever you want to kill. But don't be cows and it is human being. There is no person. He is arguing that in the future, there is no soul. There is no soul. The soul comes very angry, the child takes birth. And that is really too much. We really got wild. Then you can like it's a very difficult argument. He is saying there is no soul, there is soul. If there is no soul, how is it going? How is it going down? That only has to end. If there is no source, then what if your grandmother is going inside the room? Who is doing it? So it is getting a little like very, very hard. He just started shouting at each other. So it was like really serious. No one is killing. People are into killing children only. So this is the first principle of Shura. No one is killing. And then there is the mention of Para. Para is intoxication. Why do people accept intoxication? So if you actually order one, then how do you actually liquid, especially if you look like the liquor or whatever intoxication? How do you actually liquid has intoxication? How do you keep intoxication? So one story, so it's there in the Bhagavatam also, the time between Chavanamuni and Indra. So you know how Chavanamuni, Chavanamuni got married to Sukarna, the whole story is there. He got married to Apatiya, he got married to Sukarna, so it's very old, old and fragile. He didn't have, he didn't have more of it. Okay? At that time, he requests, his wife, Sukarna requests the two Kumaras, Rashmi Kumaras, to give ship to his their husband, her husband. Then the Ashwini Kumara gives them, and even to that, he wanted to do a favor to Ashwini Kumara. So then he said, I'm going to bring Somarasa. That was the whole argument, the deal was there. Because Ashwini Kumara is not allowed to drink the Somarasa. So then he wanted to drink. So he got the sacrifice, so he is offering Somarasa to the Ashwini Kumara. So to disturb that, he didn't want to, India was getting angry. Because how many these two doctors, so now the doctor, don't mind me, doctors are considered as sutras in a Vedic system. So, because these two doctors, Ashwini Kumara, how is that they are able to drink so much? He became angry and he came there to disrupt the whole sacrifice. And because of the trauma was quite powerful, he retaliated against the support of Indra. And he fought in that, he took his, Vajra. His Ayuda. Thunderbolt. But Chavanamuni neutralized it. And then Chavanamuni takes a huge demon by his power. Huge, like monstrous demon, for willing to destroy everything. So that the name of the demon was Mada. Mada. So that the demon was created, and the demon went ahead to kill all the demigods. And then Indra obtained the sentence, and he surrendered to Chavanamuni. So Chavanamuni talked to that, we will let the Yavana brothers, younger brothers, Devatas. So he let them drink Chavanamuni, who will please ask this demon not to kill us. So then the Chavanamuni says, now the demon is being created, we have to complete him, but I am asking to go ahead. He has to do some activity. Because the demon has come. So then what the Lord decided is, so let him, let us give him a place to stay. So then Chavanamuni and Devadas give him four places to stay. Four places. One of them is intoxication. The substance of intoxication. The liquor. Liquor, then he places in gambling also. Gambling, gold and woman. So these four places he places. Okay, go and stay there. So those who make intoxication, they invite the demon Mara. So Mara enters into that one, and whatever happens is our demonic. So they are actually, they are for hosting demon mother. That's how the intoxicant subjects are so, and people, person completely loses of what he is doing, and there is no person of any sense. And then there is gambling, same way, how the gambling is. Actually another thing, for this word, woman, you say, the prophet, woman is one of the regular principles. In one lecture, the prophet gives an interesting definition of the word woman. So the prophet is able to ask, he defines woman as enjoyable object. Any object which is enjoyable for self-gratification is called as woman. That's the proposal. For the man, the lady is the woman. And for the lady, the man is the woman. The enjoyable object, which is used for enjoyment, self-enjoyment. That's how. Like, so once you give up this self-gratification, even if one wants to come up. And now let me see that the whole system is trapped with this idea of intoxication. In the name of media, he says, the media, even if you don't, even if you are not lucky, suppose people are not lucky by their culture, even if you are not lucky, the media will make sure that they are lucky. They are eating updated, the amount of blood has to be there. Because they want to make customers for the people, they want customers. If you are not lucky, how do we? What has the human possible to a woman? Young lady. What is the relation between a human and a young lady? What is the relation between a woman and a 75%+ naked woman is. So what is the, why should go people go to such a low extent to say anything at any cost? Because they want customers. You know? And only the customer? Interesting definition. So customer or customer, no gender marta hai, wo customer hota hai. Customer. Customer marta hai, wo customer hota hai. Very customer. They want to be customer for the people. Whether you want it or not, they want to force for that. The whole problem is how to push fire for the universe. That's why we should be very cautious. There is so much of distraction the moment you go. Why the purpose has to distract people? We should be very cautious, isn't it? So then the other principle that the elicit type and these regular principles should be followed. And just one mention, few points. That why we should follow, especially for the sadhakas. So for a Karmi, it doesn't matter, isn't it? So for one example, if I have 100 rupees in my pocket, 100 rupees is there in my pocket, I am dancing and I am going on the street, okay? And then looking at him, he finds me 100 rupees. Will it affect that dancing and hurry? Who is affected? I will affect it, isn't it? So by the mercy of Prabhupada and Acharya, we have all this Krishna consciousness, little bit of good consciousness. Huh? Because of the advertisement, because of the loose ear of other people, if I lose my money on wealth of Krishna consciousness, will that affect that Bhimbo or the manufacturer or somebody will affect him? No. It is we who are losing the money. So we should be cautious and careful to protect our wealth, not that we give into their demand. So we should be cautious to protect our money. That is our propaganda. And especially for the sadhaka, it's very difficult. This is the new point. Four lines of struggle is the mind and sense. It's very difficult. That's why it says that the world is full of distraction. The reality is that go out and you see the mind is being dragged around the world. That's why it says, Maya does not take holiday. There is no holiday for mind. Actually, in fact, when we are holiday, Maya is overwhelmed. So we should keep all the potatoes. So it should be very, very cautious to keep all those protected from Maya. Because Maya says, no, there is a formula of distraction. And any moment we can fall into this opportunity. That's why we should have strong faith in Krishna. There is one word from Vishnu Dranda Prabhu. He says, if we use the taste of holy names and the devotional service, that we easily become prey for Maya. If we use the taste of holy names, then we are very likely to become prey for Maya. And the proper point of order, we should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, 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 Give a beautiful example. How we should protect, how we should be able to immunize ourselves against these odds and difficult times. So maybe we'll discuss it some other time. I'll wonder. Hare Krishna.
Any question, comment, Manish?
Okay, this is an interesting question. The question is, today, advanced Western so-called advanced Western countries are having automatic slaughterhouses and lakhs of cows are being killed. And even they are suffering materially also. The world, the whole world is following these so-called advanced countries and they are offered to the highest stage. And they are all powerful also in the material world with their weapons. So-called superpower. Please make us understand based on karma. Why and why this position? So the very first question. How is that the country, the so-called advanced Western countries, instead of killing so many cows and slaughtering so many animals, how is that they are making prosper? How is that making prosperity? So how is that they are allowed to make any prosperity at all? It's a very interesting question. So let's see one thing. You see, what it means by progress, what it means by prosperity, and are they actually making prosperity? Okay? I'll give one, can I take 10 minutes? Really interesting. So I'll give one example. It's getting interesting. Sorry. Okay? So I'll give one example. How much progress they are making? Okay? In Los Angeles, in the West. Okay? Just in front of our temple, there is some high school. There is a school. For them, school goes on in 25 years, so there is nothing like college in the West. They are in school, still 25 years. So there is a school, in that school there are children studying from class 1 to 4th graduation. So they are, how are they old? In the year 1970, we made a survey in that school. Okay? The survey was the teachers of the students of class 10, of the age of 15 years, that was the age. So the teachers are asked one question. what are your complaints against your students? So the person in the year 1970. Okay? The teacher's reply at that time, the reply was, when the teacher is not in the classroom, the students make a lot of sounds. They are banging the doors and a lot of sounds. And they don't throw paper into the dustbin. The students are bucking on it. The students are kissing on the wall. The students are not disciplined, not ourselves disciplined. And then it's painting. So these were the complaints in the year 1970. And the same questionnaire, so the same school was put up in the year 2005. So what is the gap? 35 years. And now tell me, how much progress has been made, going by this question, has been made in these 35 years? The computer before was half this room, isn't it? One big computer, really big computer. So now we have laptops on top, we have entire laptop on a top, isn't it? And the camera before, the person is standing before, you should lift it and keep it there. That is the first version of camera in the year 1970. Now we have handy cams in the mobile, so much easier. That is the camera. And technology, higher technology, now everything is automated. Earlier people used to work manually. Now so one button is pushed, everything happens. So we agree that so much progress has happened. Okay? And definitely we expect we after 10 person in the and after 35 years, after so much development, progress, we expect a better answer. Okay? And the same question last year 2005, the reply, there are some key. The reply from the teachers was drug addiction, murders in schools, shootouts, teenage pregnancy. Then there is murdering of teachers. The teachers, the students are becoming distributed for drugs. They are drug trafficking among schools. And they are murdering. So all this, there is answer to that 2005. Now you tell me, is this progress or degradation? Is it progress? So how do you understand that the society is making progress? Yes, in terms of material equipment, the progress is made. Why? Because the one story, when we were in Global Europe, while you were visiting Maya Dana, she was asked, what can I do for you? So then the demand was, Pandavan asked me, make us something technology. So give us something like high-tech, automate everything and this. Then I had all this, no, they hang out this, because it's meant for the demons of Kaliyuga. The demons of Kaliyuga, we take up this step of saying, I'm not saying technology. Because technology is the last one, is a, what do you say, Ugrakrama. It's not that we are against technology, but the technology used for self-gratification. Don't think that technology, making advanced technology makes us progress. Progress, so people tell us, we are brought up as high life over it, we say high society, low society. High people look at the property in one property city. Property, high earth means God conscious life. Low earth means no God conscious life. You want to love your riches and everything, but if he doesn't have God consciousness, he's poor. He is real poor. Isn't it? So this progress can make progress. But how much progress is there? Every third person is suffering from psychiatric disease. Every third person. Means psychiatric problem or another psychiatric. Depression, murder, schools, shootout. If there is a Western country or anywhere else in the country, if there is little blackout or the power crash for a few seconds, then people kill for fun. They kill for fun. There is no enemy, they just kill for fun. People are eating cow blood. Cow blood. So this is progress. It's only if you attend the group side that they are making progress. For example, in the field if you are growing, sometimes the weed grows longer than the crop. Then if you are growing siding, sometimes the wheel is longer than the siding. That doesn't mean the siding is making progress. The wheel is making progress. Ultimately the wheel is going to stop out. Isn't it? Prabhupada has very clearly. Krishna is giving the civilization for us. He is the people. It's a very strong statement. If the people continue their demonic life, then Krishna will withdraw everything. He will just withdraw all of them. So whatever technology you are making is going to be withdrawn very soon. If they don't take lessons. Does it answer the question? Explain about the following. Daya, tapasya, shaucha. Another one I think so. Daya, tapasya, shaucha and satyata. Okay. So daya. So here I'm not going to detail. Daya means mercy. Mercy. So mercy means what is that? We should not harm other living entities. That is the first basic etiquette there. And I guess daya is on different platform. So Bhakti Rana says there is daya samadhi daya, then there is mana samadhi daya, and then there is atma samadhi daya. Deha and Mana Mana Deha is again on the bodily platform. But the real Deha is on the platform also. So the summary version, daya means thoda dukha dukhi. That is daya. If somebody is suffering, I feel for it. That's why you know when Brigade says, so daya, that is about daya. So think how that is the case of Brigade. How he was killing the ants on the way to offer condolence. That means physical pain is not granted. He could not see somebody. But if it is not daya, then it becomes thoda dukha dukhi. If somebody is suffering, it becomes happy. Then there is tapasya. Tapasya means voluntary hardship for higher purpose. Tapasya, not that you are, you take voluntary hardship, fasting, sitting on fasting, so hardship. But voluntary you take it up for higher purpose of taking up Krishna consciousness. Then serving and cleanliness. Cleaning of the heart and cleaning of the body. The body is in an etiquette. You should take bath, you should see Mujhi and all that. The cleaning of the heart is the chanting of holy name, purity of heart. Purity of heart means how much we have distracted is self gratification. That is suffering, that is purity. Not that they are very clean and very soft, white clothes, that is not clean. How much we are distracted, how much it raised, it is like what the reward, the self gratification and those things only is disgusting. That is purity. Yes, alright. So we close here.